Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Merkel Media.
He put it in park, threw open the driver's door, ran out the side of the car, crossed the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going hot," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed this plane was really low. It went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
Welcome to Hammer Lane Legends. I am Brian Merkel.
And I'm Brian Schipper.
If you have a crazy and wild story you would like to share with us from the road, or if you would like to have a conversation with us about your experiences from the road, please get a hold of us. You can contact us at hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. And, leave us a message. Leave a message and Jack will get a hold of you. Or if it's easier for you to go to the webpage, go to the HammerLaneLegends.com webpage, hit the contact section, and you can get a hold of us that way. Either way works for us. Just get a hold of us. We just like to have a conversation with you because this is what we do. This is, it's all about the driver. It's all about, you. It's about the guest. It's about the person who's coming on the show. And we just like to shine the light on the driving industry, but not the industry, but on the people who make up the industry, because I think that's the most important part of the industry. Isn't all the rules and the DOT and everything else that we go through, even those are all parts of it. You, the driver, you're the person that makes this whole industry work. And so that's what we'd like to do, is have a conversation with you about that. Chip, tell them about the voicemail line. I know.
Voicemail line. If you have a short story or something you sell on the road, zany, funny, stupid, idiotic, whatever, leave us a voicemail, 515-585-MERK, 515-585-6375. Short story, 5-10 minutes at the most. Anything longer, get a hold of Jack. We'd love to interview you.
There you go. That's it. That is 100% correct. And, in these crazy times, we've talked about it. We talk about it every week. In these crazy times, if you find yourself in need of any kind of preparedness stuff, you know where to go. You know where to check it out. Go to preparewithhll.com, preparewithhll.com. And see what they have. See if anything sparks your interest. See if you're, what you think you might need, because you might need something. There's a bunch of things that you might need. So we just...
New president.
Yeah.
Starting a little early.
I was going to say, you're coming out.
I came in the back road here and I saw FU-46. So I'm all about Hamburg.
I don't know if you took notes of the guy, there's a church right next to us. He's on the other side of the church. He's got all these Trump banners out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 2024.
I wonder if he's riding with Biden this year.
I don't know. I don't think so. So anyway, you know, so get, you know, if there's anything that you need, check out preparewithhll.com and ship to him about Buy Me a Coffee.
Buy Me a Coffee. That's buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. It's a virtual tip jar. If you feel like you want to visit there, leave us a tip because we like what we're doing. You know, have at it. Follow the simple directions. If not, thanks for looking.
There you go. Amen, brother.
And while you're on the website, you can check out the gear section. We got all kinds of crap there.
Which
no hats.
No, but I was talking to Jack this past week about that, and you know he's got some ideas. And
do
some
we
plans
have hats?
No, we don't have hats yet.
But no hats.
There's things that are going to be a changing as far as the that all goes. So. You know, so we actually have things in the works. He and I had a long conversation about it.
Okay, Obama.
And we're also going to have hats.
Okay, Obama. Open change.
Open change. Amen, brother. I just love your enthusiasm today.
Yeah, and then we're on all the social media platforms, the X, the Y, the U.
X, the Y, the U. Oh, there you go.
The T for Twitter. No, that's you.
That's X.
That's X.
That's going to be X.
I failed algebra.
That's all right. Well, all of that being said, now that all that's out of the way, we're talking with Josh today. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm great, guys. How are y'all?
You're good.
We're doing well. It's really good to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on and you know, just kind of sharing your story and sharing a little bit about yourself. And then, you know, I know you have your own YouTube channel and podcast and all kinds of stuff going on. So, you know, we definitely want you to push that and let everybody know about that and where they can find all that stuff at. So, we're going to start with where we always start. I know you're a driver. How did you get into the driving industry?
Oh, man. See, it wasn't really planned for me to be a driver, to be honest with you. I just kind of fell into it. More or less, I've always kind of been able just to drive anything that has wheels. And that, you know, it's not really like a plan to be a truck driver, but I've just been able to drive, you know. Mm-hmm. And I worked for a vending machine company where I drove like box trucks. So I had like an F endorsement and, that kind of stuff. And that was kind of always, fun, I guess. Cause I was always the guy that like, when they were like, "Hey man, I can't get this truck out of here," or whatever, like I would, you know, back it out for people or whatever, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then it went from that, like a small box truck to working. I went to work for FedEx for a while, FedEx Ground. I worked there for a little bit and drove bigger box trucks and then bread trucks. And then, did that for a little bit. Then I worked at FedEx Express for a little bit where I drove like a regular sprinter van. So I, you know, got kind of used to delivering stuff or whatever.
Okay.
And then that, kind of went to where I work now currently, which is, Mondelez. It's basically like Nabisco. It's the name for Nabisco.
Right. I know who they are.
You know, the Oreos and the cookies and all that stuff. But originally I didn't work as a driver for them because I didn't have a CDL at the time. I just had an F endorsement. So I went to work for the company as the person in the warehouse. And I think y'all talked to Brandon. He's a good friend of mine. And we work at I don't know. He didn't say where he worked at, but that's where he worked at.
Cat's out of the bag.
we work at the same company. Uh-huh. And it was kind of the same thing. I knew Brandon for a long time. And I know he got paid really well. And, you know, I got paid okay from FedEx, but I knew that he got paid better than I did.
Wow, no kidding.
So I was just like, man, you gotta hook me up, give me a job, you know, that kind of thing. And I knew at that point it was just warehouse work. So I was just like, I don't care what it is. I need better money. And so it was through persistence of me, like, calling his boss for, you know, months on end and being like, "Hey, man, I need a job," basically, like, every day for, like, 3 months. And he was finally like, "God, let's get this guy to shut up."
You wear him down.
Brought me in and gave me a job. And so I worked in the warehouse for probably, I'm going to say I've been there for 11 years. So I worked in the warehouse for at least 5 years. And then I think he was telling you all the story about how it basically they shut the warehouse down and they moved it to Atlanta. And they offered to give everybody that was working there the opportunity to, I guess, get their CDL. And so I was like, well, I'm definitely doing that because why would I not? Even if I don't work here, I can take my CDL and go anywhere and work, basically.
Yep.
So I totally jumped on the advantage of doing that. Plus, I knew that I never drove anything bigger than a box truck. Like, I think I drove a 26-foot box truck for FedEx. And that was the biggest thing I've ever driven until I got my CDL. And now we drive a 53-foot trailer all the time. Nice. And I do the opposite of what Brandon does. Brandon usually shuttles. I deliver.
Okay, so you're a daytime guy. Well, I guess, is that date when you're delivering like baked goods like that? Is it daytime or is that like you start like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and then?
Man, a lot of times we start really early, anywhere from midnight to, you know, 2 or 3 or whatever. Like, it just, honestly, it's so there's not really a stable time. It's not really like a time that is always going to be there. It's, gotcha. It's, you know, it's anywhere between midnight and 2 or 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And honestly, we usually, we go in about that time and then we usually get off anywhere between, I've gotten off as early as 7 o'clock before.
Wow.
And, 7 o'clock in the morning. And then between there and like, you know, 12, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's very up in the air and it's kind of like just whenever you get done basically.
Yeah.
And the way they do it and the reason why it's so sporadic is because they try to make it to where you have 40 hours a week and, they don't want you to go over 40 hours, but they make sure you have 40 hours. So if you get a 12 or 13 hour run one day, you're going to get a 7 or 8 hour run the next day.
Nice.
So you don't have the same route every week. You go to all the stores, like everywhere we deliver to, everybody delivers to them. So it's never the same route, which is good because it gives you a little bit of, you know, different stuff to see all day long or different stuff, different stops, different people. So, and in a way it's kind of good, but in a way it's like, I wish I had some sort of consistency there, you know?
Right.
But other than that, it's not too bad. Not my dream job, but, you know, hey, it brings on good money, so.
You know, and sometimes it just has to be enough, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know, like what you're describing, you know, as far as how the, you know, your hours are kind of, you know, all over the place, and it's the trucking industry. I mean, because that's really, you know, one day, you know, it's the same for us working line haul, you know, up here. You know, you got one day where you're starting at 8 o'clock at night, one day where you're starting at 7 o'clock at night, one day where you're starting at, you know, 10:30 at night. And you don't know how long, you know, how late you're working or any of those things. So,
well, you know, just, you're not going to work no more than 14.
Yeah, that's about the size of it. Because they don't mind you work because we get paid mileage. So they're okay with, you know, if we work more than 40 hours, they're, you know, that's what we want. You know, that's what they want us to do. So
they have us, like, we use an app called Telogis for, our, like, I guess our DVRs and all this other stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our log times and stuff, because we don't use paper logs anymore. We use that. And I think that's an everybody thing. Everybody, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep. That's an everybody thing.
We use Telogis, and on that Telogis app, there's an option to give us like a 16 hour day that we can work.
Yep. Yeah, one day. One day a week. Every 7,
yep.
7 days.
Every cycle. Yep.
That's an everybody thing, right?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Yeah. So one day you can work 16. Feel free. You can work my 16 if you like.
I've done that a couple times. It's not my favorite, but I have done it.
Boy, do I hear that. Yep. I've been down that road a couple of times. And when those days come up, you're like, I don't like this anymore. I don't know if I want to drive anymore. You know,
what really makes you mad, though, is that you work those long days. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, you get, it's basically like it's done for nothing, in my opinion, because you work the, you know, 14-hour day or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
And then the next day, they give you a 7-hour day to drop you down so they make sure you don't go over 40.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, at the end of the week, you did it. You worked this long, long day for nothing because you didn't get overtime for it, that's for sure, because you're still at 40.
Right.
So it's kind of like pointless, in my opinion. But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you get a breakdown, you know, and you can't make it there or whatever. And,
right.
Is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I don't know. It when I think about, you know, like the way we run, you know, I mean, it's always, you know, a 10 or 12 hour night or whatever. Because, like I said, we're not paid overtime or anything like that. It's all mileage. So
wheels ain't, you know, turning. You ain't earning.
That's it. Which sucks. That's, you know,
we're all out. So
right. And either way is, you know, it's cool either way. I mean, I just kind of look at it like you said, there's a paycheck at the end of the week and it don't bounce. You know, that's always my philosophy is it's a nice paycheck and it doesn't bounce. So we're good. We're in good shape.
Yeah. I'm a driver. Honestly, I don't feel like driving after my cash and you know, my paycheck.
Right. I don't want to chase anybody down.
Right. Exactly.
Honestly, the thing that I like about the company is as far as benefits go, like we've gotten pretty great benefits. You know, me and my wife, we did fertility treatments like last year, because my son was born last year, so it was probably, I think we did a transfer in January, but we started the year before. And pretty much the insurance basically paid for everything. I mean, nice. it wasn't like we had to take too much out of pocket. And now we have our son, and like, you know, it's been a blessing to have that kind of, that kind of job where they cover that kind of stuff. And, you know, God always, provides, and he does it that way too. And I just think that it's really good to have a company that, you know, supports you so much. You know, as much as I want to complain about like, oh, well, this is the problem and like hours and all sort of crap, but you know, it is what it is. It's a great job for the most part. I mean, can't really complain about it. Hours are kind of iffy because if you're not a real late or early morning person, you ain't gonna like his job. You know, it just is what it is.
Yes.
If you can handle it and get through it, it's fine. Because I'm the thing I look at it is, I'm off during the day with my child.
Yeah.
You know, I'm off until I have to go to sleep again at a pretty early time, but it's not like it's killing me. You know what I'm saying? So
it's a race between him and the kid going to bed early first.
Right. Right.
That's the only bad thing is that I have to go to bed that early, but
right.
Make it work. And, it is like, we usually get a day off during the week. I mean, only work about 4 days a week.
Wow.
And so you average 10 to 12 hours a day. So you make your 40 for sure. And then you're usually off, a day during the week. So it's actually great. And then you're off on the weekends.
Papa Wednesday off.
Yeah, buddy.
Two on, one off.
The more Josh is talking, the more I'm like,
you're ready to pack this shit up.
I think I'm just going to take Shipper's advice, burn the whole house down and just move.
Like the magic in the car.
You are talking about the job that I've been like searching for my whole driving career, especially now the kids are all grown.
Yeah, you're
up.
Like you too.
To be honest with you, we are hiring right now. I mean, and the thing about it is that, this job, and I am not a paid person for this job. I mean, I'm an employee for that, but that's it. Uh-huh. I'm not trying to
sell them. Right.
But basically, with the benefits plus the vacations, I've been there for 11 years. I have 4 weeks of vacation.
Wow.
When you start there, you start with 2 weeks automatically. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
You start with 2 weeks of vacation. You start with, I think it's five personal days and like six sick days.
Oh, this might be a race of getting down to Tennessee first. I have to go switch trucks.
This conversation's over. We're ending the show here. I'm on my way. I'm going to tell Michelle we're packing up. We're not even packing. We're just jumping in the car and going.
Whatever you can fit in your purse, pack.
Holy
Let's go.
Cow. I mean, that is... Honestly, this is, if you ever listen to our show, you'll hear my pet peeve from time to time is that, in the trucking industry, so many companies have this idea that because the DOT says you can work 14 hours a day, your company wants to work you 14 hours a day. What makes you think that I, as an employee or a driver, want to work 14 hours every day? I don't. I don't.
I got more to do with my life.
Yeah.
I got more time I want to spend with my family and everything else. That's just more I want to do in life than to go to work.
100%. So,
I mean, everybody tell you, like, if they need volunteers or something like that, they'll ask people for volunteers, but then if they don't get the volunteers, then they'll go by seniority, just like they go by seniority for vacations and stuff like that. But very rarely do they need stuff like that unless we're shorthanded because we got, right now, we have people that have retired. We got people that are out because of surgery and stuff like that. And, that's the only reason why we're actually hiring is because people have retired and people have, that's the only way they've left this job. This is a job that you don't quit, basically.
Yeah.
It's like an air products job. You die. That's the only way you get in.
It's the only way, and it's the only way you get out.
The only way they get out and the only way you get in.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, it's not like it's an easy to come by, but for whatever reason, if they're hiring like 10 people to drive or whatever to bring the product up to us and stuff like that, they're just the only thing that people hate about this job that they really hate about it. Is the fact that you cannot touch your phone and you cannot wear a Bluetooth headset.
Oh, okay.
So even though that's a completely legal thing to do by the law, you can use Bluetooth and talk and whatever.
Right.
They do not allow you to wear Bluetooth and touch your phone or anything at all. And they got cameras in the truck so they see everything if you hit a bump or if you hit your brakes too hard or whatever. So that's the only thing people don't like about it. And that they've actually had temp drivers that are supposed to bring the product. This happened to me like 2 weeks ago. I was sitting there and I think I was at home getting ready to get up, go to work. And it was like 12 o'clock, something like that. I was supposed to be there at 12:30, 1 o'clock, something. And look at my phone. They're like, oh, hey, your load's not going to be here till like 7. And I was like, what?
Wow.
And that makes for a long day,
Yep.
So especially when you're doing stuff that we're doing, delivering to different stores and stuff where they have times where they close and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got the word afterwards that what happened was a temp driver who was going to bring the product up actually was like, so he was getting ready to go. He got in his truck or whatever. And I think there was a guy there that gave him like kind of like a, not a road test, but just kind of showed him how we did what we did. And so he was getting ready to go and he put his Bluetooth thing on and he was getting his truck. And the guy was like, hey, he was like, you actually can't wear that, man. He's like, we got the cameras in the truck, stuff like that. So if they see you touching or talking to your phone, you know, they don't want you to do that. And he was like, what? He was like, I can't talk on the phone. And he was like, no. And he was like, well, I'm not doing this. And so he literally, the day he was supposed to bring stuff down at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he was like, no, I'm not doing this. He was like, I'm not going to take it.
Wow.
So he just didn't take it that day. We had to call another shuttle driver guy from here, from mm-hmm. Knoxville. And they got him to leave and go down there at like 9 o'clock. So that's when his hours were up.
Wow.
And he had to leave at 9 o'clock at night, go down there, get my thing, which is 4 hours away from Knoxville, and drive it back. And so we didn't get here to like, I think it was 6:30 when it got here. So yeah, it was, temp drivers are not happy with that. And that's why we're trying to hire somebody to, you know, take that position and stuff. Cause it's just people aren't happy with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, we're in the process at our company of, we have the cameras outward facing. We're in the process now of having the cameras, you know, starting to face inward.
You might be in the process. I'm there. Yeah, I'm one of them test dummies. Yeah,
exactly. So, you know, but and I get it. You know, the company's going to do what they need to do. Now, I guess the question I have is, when it comes to that, is it just the idea of having the Bluetooth headset on? Like, can you, like, are your stereos where you Bluetooth through your stereo and your phone is connected to your stereo? Like, you can make phone calls. Or is this just, you're not allowed to talk on your phone at all?
No, you're not allowed to at all. Okay. We actually had a guy, because I guess, unless you use like AirPods or something, wink, wink, anything like that.
Right.
You can't really get away with having a big old thing, headphones on your head. So right. A lot of people will put that through the stereo and, mm-hmm. and use it that way. We actually had a guy get fired doing that.
Wow.
Who had hair for... I say he'd been there for like 9 years. Like he was a good employee, never called in. Great dude. Like was a great guy. And he actually got fired because he got caught too many times on that. I think they give you like a warning, mm-hmm. like a warning. But after that time they catch you again, you're out. They mm-hmm. fire you like on the spot. And,
I think what it ends up being, it's they cannot prove in the court.
Mm-hmm.
If you were on a Bluetooth or, you know,
or you were holding the phone,
on a hands-free, or you had the phone physically in your hand. I mean, you know, the video could show that you didn't have it, but the whole thing of the matter was, if the company policy says no phones while driving sure. in the vehicle, that's no phones. No phones, it's real simple. No phono, period.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Hey, you know, like that's I said, it's a liability issue. I see their side, I see our side, but, you know, it is what it is.
Think about like driving. I don't know how long y'all drive, but I mean, if you're driving from Knoxville to Atlanta, it's at least 4 hours. So you're driving 4 hours there. Let's say you take delivering's not so bad, man, because if you get out to where I deliver at, like, I mean, we got longer ones too, where it takes, you know, an hour and a half to get there or something like that, maybe to get there in that town and delivering stuff. But it's really not that far away. I think the furthest we drive to deliver, at a one way, is like maybe 2.5-3 hours.
Okay.
And then you're in that town, and you're delivering that whole town, and you're driving back. So you've got that 2 or 3 hour drive back. But if you're driving from Knoxville to Atlanta, you got 4 hours or maybe even longer than that because you're in traffic. And to me, it's like, I don't know about y'all, but I get bored when I'm driving. Like, sometimes I get bored of podcasts. Sometimes I get bored of, and I run a podcast. And sometimes I get bored of podcasts and sometimes I get bored of, you know, music or, you know, whatever. So to me, having to be able to, you know, pick up the phone and talk to somebody, hey, it brings you back to civilization, brings you back to, you know, your family, you know, seeing what your wife's doing. Like, of course you can always pull over and talk to somebody, but if you're on the road, you're in traffic and stuff, you can't really do that.
Right.
So I would think that they would allow you to at least call and talk to somebody. But like you said, I get it from this, you know, standpoint of, not being able to, I guess
it's a distraction. Like it's a distraction.
Not,
yeah.
you weren't distracted.
It's one of those weird things that, and believe me, don't get me wrong. I'm going to throw the devil's advocate side at you guys because I understand that. But at the same time, are you allowed to have a CB radio in your truck? That's not hands-free.
Well, we aren't.
You guys aren't allowed to have a CB.
So now you want to shut up?
Wow.
Now?
Okay, I'm done. Okay. Yep, that's it. At least
done
at
being
least,
devil's advocate.
Well, I'm at least they're consistent. Yeah. You know, I mean that. You know what I mean?
Sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I've never asked that question before, just because I guess maybe a lot of guys don't use them. I know we don't use them.
Right.
So I mean, but I knew that there was a guy that he's actually out right now because he actually fell and like broke his hips. He's going to have surgery and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, he's retired age. So I think that he's going to be out for a while. And I think he might just retire.
Sure.
But he used to have a CB in his truck all the time. And he used to bring it with him because we have assigned tractors, you know, and we share that with one other person who does like the shuttling at night and we do the delivery.
Sure.
But he used to bring it in and bring it out every single day. And he used to, I don't know if you can or can't anymore, but I know he used to.
Right.
So maybe he just got tired of using it. I don't know.
Yeah. The thing I think about is just, with a CB, you can at least keep up on traffic conditions. You know, whether it's, you know, there's an accident or weather related or construction backup or whatever, you know, you can call ahead. Hey,
he gets paid by the hour. So drive right into it. It's like NASCAR. Drive into the smoke.
That's true, man. You get stuck on the road for an extra 3 hours. Hey, that's money you sat there and made. You know?
Well, not really, because then the next day they're going to cut your run by 3 hours.
Okay.
So your downfall is? It's like Josh said earlier, when you have those long nights, and it was like for nothing. It was like, what was the point?
Well, the sooner you get to 40, the sooner you leave. I'll work 3 15-hour days if you like.
That's really not a bad idea. Really.
Maybe that's what I used to do when we used to do 60. I used to work 4 15s.
Wow.
You know, we're done.
Yeah. But who wants to work 4 15s?
Oh, and you went all the way down to Cape May. It wasn't too bad because half the time you were in the truck just driving, period.
Oh, my word.
It was a great swing.
But yeah, like I said, at least if they're consistent, you know, it's just one of those things that I look at because there's just so much when you're on the road, you know, when you're spending every day out there, there's so much information to be had, you know, just for what you're doing. You know, you can avoid an accident and make it to your deliveries earlier. You can, you know, avoid, you know, construction backup and make it to your deliveries and make it to your last delivery rather than, you know, what happens if you get there and they're closed because you got stuck or whatever. So that delivery doesn't get made and it comes back to the terminal, I imagine.
Really, I've never had anybody not take it because I haven't been there on time. Uh-huh. Because the stores, when we do, you know, we used to deliver to Food City, which we do not deliver to anymore. I don't know if y'all know what a Food City is, but I think it's like a Southeastern thing.
Yeah. Okay.
But we, you know, we have Walmart, Kroger, Publix, Ingles, and Food Line. Okay. Those are basically all the ones that we deliver to. And, you know, Walmart, Kroger are our biggest ones. Food City used to be a big one, but then we dropped them. I think that, I don't know why, but they basically were just like, hey, you know, we're going to go to warehouse, which basically means they're going to take our product and put it in their warehouses and distribute it on their truck.
Okay.
And they had Keyboard that did that, you know, who makes like, you know, Ritz or Cheez-Its and stuff like that.
Yep.
They did that a while back, and our company who's told us, they were like, you know, we kind of used that as a point to look at and see if it was going to work before they thought about us doing that. Mm-hmm. And apparently just didn't work very well. So they're going to keep us on as drivers, basically. I mean, you got to understand that, like, it's all about money, you know. Sure. What I'm saying? Like, if a company sees that they can save money in any way and still make the same amount of money, of course they're going to do it.
Yep.
So it's like, but they've told us from the very beginning, like, their plan is not to have us, you know, we're planning on doing delivering all the time. And when we deliver, honestly, the hours that we deliver, it's so easy because there's nobody on the road. And, you know, if you're delivering between midnight and say 9 o'clock in the morning, most of the time, if between like one, you know, basically until it gets daylight outside, there's nobody on the road. It's great. You can bypass a lot of stuff because there's not a lot of traffic.
That is awesome. I know that's, you know, both Shipper and I work at night, and you know, we're both line haul. So, you know, like I said, we start anywhere from, you know, 7 o'clock at night to, you know, 10:30 at night. And yeah, you're totally right. I totally agree with you. It's just it's when that witching hour starts up here in Northeast. It's kind of like 4:30, 5 o'clock ish, right, Chip?
Four.
And it begins to build. And then, you know, for the next, till
5 hours.
Yeah, till 9 o'clock, you know, it's just chaos up here. Yeah. I mean, you know,
go past 3 o'clock here and it is just slammed everywhere.
Yeah.
Up until about, I'd say like 7:30. Yeah. And then after that, you kind of dies down. And I think it stays pretty much dead until about 7:30 again in the morning.
It's like, where did all those people go when they went home? Well, of course, you know, by that time you've missed rush hour at night. So that's always to me, that's a good thing. If I can miss rush hour one part of the day, that's good. You know?
Yeah. Now see, Brandon hits on the other way. So he'll come in at like, 12, 1 o'clock or whatever in the afternoon and he hits downtown traffic in Knoxville. First off, then he goes through that and he hits down 75 and gets down to Atlanta. And he hits downtown Atlanta traffic because he goes through Atlanta to get to our place, which is in Union City, I think.
Okay.
And then he goes 285 and all that stuff, which is crazy during the daytime. If you go anywhere near there between like 2 and like 8 o'clock at night, you are packed full of, every day. It doesn't matter what day it is. It's always packed.
You and a couple hundred of your closest friends. A
couple hundred thousand of your closest friends. Yeah.
I mean, it's a rolling parking lot. I mean, seriously, wow. It's just like, so that's one of the things that I didn't like doing. But like Brandon said, Brandon works more days than I do. He usually tries to work like 5 days and I do not. I'm just like, dude, you can do that all you want to.
Yep.
Give me 40 and I don't even want to work overtime. Maybe a couple, 2-3 hours, whatever, maybe even up to 5 hours, I'm okay with. Other than that, I don't even want to work anything over 40. I'd rather be at home. I'd rather be doing anything else than going to work.
Amen, brother. You are preaching to the choir here, man. Because that is,
I got too much stuff I got to do.
Like, yeah,
I run a YouTube channel. I run a podcast. I got to do all the social media, do all the posting, all the editing. I basically come up with all the ideas. Like I do all that stuff. So I got that. Plus I got my real job. Plus I got a kid now. He's 10 months old.
Wow.
Plus we're getting ready to have another kid.
That's like, awesome.
We got so much stuff going on. I don't even have time to do anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, even if I don't have anything else to do, I don't want to be at work.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean? It's like, I need a paycheck like everybody else does, but, my kids are all grown up. I mean, Tony and Jack, Tony's the oldest, Jack's the youngest, and they're both down there. There's nobody else up here. Yeah.
Well, your daughter's here.
She's actually down there this week.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I saw her today too.
There you go. Her and her husband are down there.
Oh, really? No good.
Yeah,
wow.
They're looking to move down there.
I was going to say they come back. We found land.
Yeah, that's what, that's what they're one of the reasons why they're down there.
Oh, no kidding.
They were asking me about ideas for places for him to find a job at and stuff, and he told me what he liked to do. And dude, right here in the area where we live at, we live in Maryville, right in the area where we are, man, there's tons of places. Smith & Wesson just moved here.
Oh.
Amazon just built a building here.
Look at that. Michelle can transfer.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Amazon.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get 5 gallons of gas for you.
There's so many people down through here. So many big things that are happening down through here. It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's just, so eventually all three of my kids will be down there and it'll just be Michelle and me up here. It's like, what,
Well, you got to get on your way then.
I just
5 gallons of gas. You could be on your way now.
The handwriting's on the wall. You know what I'm saying? That's which is like, come on. But hey, it is what it is.
I think we're a little bit more freer down here, to be honest with you.
Oh, I definitely agree with that. 100%.
Although right now we have a governor that I'm not very happy with.
Oh, really? What? How come?
Well, I run a YouTube channel, Black Diamond Guns and Gear. There's a reason why it's called Black Diamond Guns and Gear, because I like guns.
Right.
Right now he's trying to pass basically red flag laws and all kinds of other stuff that is what happened when the shooter that happened in Nashville, who was a transgender person.
Yep. Right. Yep.
So after that happened, they kind of like started looking to pass a bunch of crap gun laws and stuff like that when he was supposed to be completely against that kind of stuff, and now he's kind of like turned his back on it. And
right.
So I'm just not happy with him right now. He will not receive another vote of mine. And I'm going to try to get anybody I know not to vote for him too, because he's basically a big rhino.
We live in the Northeast. We're full of those. You know, it's a great place to live, you know. Yeah. But
if you're listening in Tennessee, if you're listening to this podcast, do not vote for Bill Lee, because he's a rhino like you wouldn't believe.
There you go, folks. That's it. That's the stuff I don't understand. You know, these guys get into office under one promise and then change their mind when they get in office. It's like, I'm not into that. You know, especially a state like Tennessee, you know, you'd think, I mean, that is a, you know, I would imagine that's a big shooting state.
That any kind of gun control would pass here in Tennessee. Ever. Right. Never would that go through. But it's not even like he's not even trying to pass it through the regular way. He's calling a special,
of course,
I can't remember what they call it. Basically, it's like a special meeting or something like that to basically push it through instead of having it voted through.
Right. Yeah, that's what they do when they know that what they want to do isn't going to pass the regular way. Well, we got to make special provisions to do it the way we want to do it.
It's called executive orders.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, we've got a president who likes to do those things too.
Yeah, but now he doesn't even know how to sign his name, so we got that good going for us.
Yeah. What's my name again?
It's a shame. It is funny, but at the same time, it's a shame. You sit and you're like, this is ridiculous. I don't know.
Don't even get me started on that.
Come on. Come on, man.
you are free to speak your mind, my friend. You're good. Because I go crazy with this stuff. I look at it and I'm just like, I don't even recognize this country anymore. I don't recognize it. I don't get it.
Absolutely down the toilet. But you know, I was the last show that we had on our podcast. Mm-hmm. We're all together. I think it wasn't this past show. This is a show before. But anyways, I basically ended it. Because we were talking about the election, and I think Josh may have brought it up. We have another co-host. His name is Josh, too. Mm-hmm. He brought it up, and he said, who are you going to vote for in the election? This is out when we're eating lunch or something like that. And Brandon was like, well, you know, there's this one candidate. He's really cool. And he's like, hey, you know, ultimately, I'm probably going to end up voting for Trump. And we were start talking about it and stuff. And I was like, you want me to tell you my prediction? And I was like, no matter what happens, you know, they let this thing go in 2020, how they, all this basically evidence of, you know, stuff happening that I guess like didn't validate for like the mail-in ballots. And they're kind of like setting that up so that, you know, they can do that and kind of do fraudulent stuff with it. And then that's, you know, dropping, you know, boxes and boxes of ballots and stuff like that to basically swing the votes in their way and all this sort of stuff. Yeah. In my opinion, I really think there was so much going on that they did really rig it to where he won. There's no no way. I think that's absolutely what happened.
Right.
So if that happened, and there's evidence of it, may not have been the evidence that Trump's lawyers have been trying to push. Maybe that didn't happen, but there is evidence of it that there is, you know, stuff that happened that was unsure of.
Right.
And to me, that's without a shadow of a doubt. That's doubt on what they did.
Yep.
So it should have been taken care of. But if they let them get through that and they let that go through, and they did, what makes you think they're going to have a true election again anytime?
Exactly. Exactly.
So in my opinion, you know, I'm a Christian. You know, I believe that the rapture is coming. Mm-hmm. I believe that, you know, if you're not ready for it, you better get ready for it, because it is coming.
Amen, brother.
I believe that there's so many prophecies, Bible prophecies, that have been fulfilled, even as of lately. There's so many that have been fulfilled that it's undeniable that God will come back. Maybe, you know, maybe not in the time that we're perceiving it to happen.
Right.
Because we know, like, days like 1,000 years and all that stuff.
Sure.
But it's so close. You know, the things that we're doing or that's going on in the United States right now with the kids and all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
It's so hard to, like, Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed for that. Completely wiped off the face of the earth for that.
Yep.
And it's stuff that we're doing right now. They're trying to make pedophilia okay.
Yeah.
Like you never in your life think that you had to argue with somebody and tell them and tell them the reasons why pedophilia should be bad.
Right.
Never would you have to argue with somebody about that.
Yep.
Now they're supposed to be, you know, what they call that?
Minor attracted persons?
Yeah, that's it. Minor attracted persons.
MAPs, dude, minor attracted persons. That is the new term for pedophile.
They're trying to make it okay.
Yes.
They're trying to make it okay. They're trying to make it normal, just like they're trying to make transition kids normal.
Yep.
They're trying to make all this stuff normal that's not normal. It's not normal. It's a sickness.
It is. Yep.
That's a different story. What I'm trying to get at is that God will come back. It'll be sooner than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe within, you know, my kid's life or whatever. But what's happening now is with the elections and stuff like that, I don't think it'll come through. I don't think Trump will win. I think that it'll be rigged again. I think that we will never have a president set for our kind of morals and stuff like that ever again.
Right.
And I think it's all because of biblical prophecy. I think that mm-hmm. they're setting it up for a new world order. I think they're setting it up for...
Look what the World Economic Forum's doing.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, everybody ignored all this for how long? The Great Reset and everything else. Everybody ignored, oh, that's not really happening. That's not happening. Nothing's ever happening. But all of a sudden you turn on the TV and you see, you know, Klaus Schwab standing there telling the world what they want to do. You know,
they're literally saying it to you. They're telling you what they're doing.
I know, right? That's why. How can you not see it?
We're doing the Great Reset. We're doing the New World Order.
Yep.
They're telling you this stuff, and they're just like, "What? No way.
Yep.
You're a conspiracy theorist." They're telling you. Yep. They're literally telling you.
They're not hiding it. They are not hiding it at all. It's out in the open. So, I mean, Agenda 2030, Agenda 2035, all the things that are going on. And people just, they want to hide. They want to hide. Like you said, that's not really happening, Bob. Okay, yeah, I know. Everybody, you know, we're all crazy. Here's these people saying what they're going to do. And at the same time, you know, you're the crazy one because, you know, you're looking at it going, I'm taking you at your face value, Klaus Schwab. This is what you said you want to do. You know, but you're the nut.
With all of this, you know, Bible prophecy coming true and stuff.
Yeah.
What is the Bible prophecy that has yet to come true? Well, New World Order.
Yep.
And one religion, which is what they're trying to do right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what makes me think that they're going to accept a president that's going to get in the way of that, first of all?
It's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. So my prediction, that's what I was telling people on the podcast. I was like, look, my prediction is Trump will be president.
Mm-hmm.
They will lock him up in jail or whatever they're going to do with him. You know, who knows? And I've never been the biggest Trump train guy.
Right. I'm with you. I agree with you.
I mean, I think he ran the country like a business, mm-hmm. and nobody expected him to do anything like that, but he did.
Yep. And it worked.
And it did good. Yeah. Yep. But I don't think he'll ever do it again. I don't think they'll ever get elected because the elections don't work.
Right.
A lot of people said that like my whole life, like, you know, my vote doesn't really count.
Yeah.
Well, now it really doesn't count.
They proved it to us.
Swing however way they want to now.
Yep. They literally proved it last time.
Let me ask you a question, Josh, down in there in Tennessee. Do you have to show your ID to vote?
Yes, I think you do. Yeah.
You do? Well, see, this is one of my gripes. Up here, I had to spend extra money to get my license.
The real ID thing?
The real ID. You know, that it's me for the past 59 years. I had to pay extra to get it so somebody else can see it's me. And I have yet to them require me to show them ID.
Right, not in PA.
And that's what pisses me off the most. If everybody had to show ID.
Yep.
And there was no, you know, mail-in ballot.
Right.
You know, you want to vote? Get your ass up and stand in the line.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I do not agree with, you know, mail-in ballot for soldiers that are not here.
Yeah.
Soldiers that are not here, you know, the aged people that are in, you know, homes or whatever, fine. But everybody else, if you can stand in line for a Taylor Swift ticket, you can stand in line to vote. Well, I guess you don't stand in line. As soon as I said that, I realized that. You know.
Yeah. But why did they have to do mail-in ballots?
Right. I agree. That's a great question.
Because of something that they created.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They created a reason for that to happen because they wanted to rig the election. Period.
Right.
I mean, that's all the evidence you need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know. And it's amazing. And these are the things that you look at and you see in the real world around you, and you know, everybody wants to what's the word I'm looking for? You know, tell you that, you know, don't believe your own eyes.
Right.
You know, believe what we're telling you. Don't believe your own eyes.
Up here in Pennsylvania, you can only vote one day. Florida, you can vote a week in advance.
Right.
So don't tell me it doesn't work going to the polling place.
Yep.
You know, Florida has a week. You have a week.
Which I think, again, whatever happened to Election Day?
That's their big gripe, because you know the population has grown so much. You know, it's really hard to get it all in one day. Florida does it over a week. You're telling me over, you know, all that time you can't get your ass into the freaking place to vote? Bullshit.
Yeah, we have it here too, where you can do it a couple. I think it's more than a week. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Early voting, whatever.
Yeah, right. Early voting. Yep. They have, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they're early voting. Well, they could see who's leading and we could change that right away.
I mean, what's the old saying? Vote early, vote often.
Yes.
You know, that's the Northeast for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's crazy. You know,
my whole point for that is basically saying that I think that the stuff is setting up because this is how it's supposed to happen.
Right.
I think that this stuff will happen so that they can put together the new world order, the new world, the one world religion, just like they're doing right now. I mean, so,
yeah.
And then, you know, God will come back after that.
Amen. So,
I mean, it's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that your signs are here, you know?
Yep. It's one of those things that you know, when my wife, Michelle, she listens to a lot of different podcasts, she's like all over the place with,
except yours,
except for ours. I know. Right. Go figure. And, you know, she's like, I don't understand how some of these podcasters can see exactly what you're talking about here, Josh. They see these things, but they don't attribute it to end times. They don't attribute it to God. They don't attribute it to, it's just, this is, and yet at the same time, they see this happening and what's going on around them. It's like, how do you square the two?
Yeah.
You know, I don't get it.
It didn't happen by coincidence.
Right.
So that's the way, I mean, you can just look at, Revelation and stuff like that. Like there's just so many Bible prophecies that have just went, you know, full on.
Right.
One of the major ones is like, you know, Israel becoming a nation, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that would happen in like, what, 84? And then the things about the red heifers and stuff, there's never been any in that part of the country or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now there's like 8 of them.
Right.
So they can sacrifice and all that stuff like that. Like just like major things like that mm-hmm. the river, you know, the Euphrates River.
Drying up, yeah.
So the one world religion is actually coming pretty close, because they're building temples and stuff out there that will house.
Mm-hmm.
They're like starting to like rewrite the Bible and stuff, is what I've been told.
Yep.
Or what I've heard. I was like in China, they're using AI to rewrite the Bible so that it will actually include 3 different of the world's biggest religions and stuff like that. So they're trying to make everybody happy and make a one world religion. Like it is what is said in the Bible that is going to happen, and it's happening. Like, I don't see how people don't see that.
Yeah. Well, that. You know, I don't know if it's a willingness to not see it, or if it's delusion. I don't know, but I
think a lot of people, I used to be afraid. Like I don't want the world to end. I don't want, you know, time cut short, that kind of thing. But right. I think that the older you get, or you know, there's some people, young people that believe in it too. You know,
right.
But I think the older you get, the older you realize, like, you know, how much better it would be, you know, if we were just gone, man. Yep. Going just on back today.
Yep. Amen, brother. Amen. I am with you on that.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are scared because they're not ready.
Right.
And that's it, period. They're just not ready to go.
Right. Yeah. It's a shame, isn't it? with all the telltale signs around us, man, we just ignore it. You know, we just ignore it. So.
Yep.
You know, I don't, those are all, those things that you shrug your shoulders. You're like, I don't know. I don't know what to say, you know? And hopefully one day.
All you can do is tell people and put it out there. And to be honest with you, I've just started recently talking about stuff like this on my channel, not really on the YouTube channel, but more or less on the podcast more than anything.
Right.
The YouTube channel is pretty cut straightforward. Like, we're pretty much like just entertaining with like shooting guns and just like stuff like that. So it's that's pretty much entertainment. But you know, I have always, ever since we started this channel, I've always had a mouse, man. I've just always had a mouse, and that's always been a big, not a contradiction, but a big, what do they call that when you have
like a detriment to yourself?
Yeah. And I think that I've never really kept it in check until recently. And that's just by drawing closer to God and that's been able to help me. But anyway, I've never really, said stuff about like my beliefs and stuff like that on the channel.
Yeah. Where you're at. Yeah.
But you know, we started now and I think you have to tell people, you know, not necessarily push it in their face, not necessarily shove it in their face, you know, but I think that, you know, to get it to at least to, you know, give some word out there to give somebody some kind of notice. And if they want to believe on it, then that's on them. If they don't, then that's also on them.
Right. Right.
But you know, on the YouTube, on the podcast, we talk about different stuff on there. I mean, mostly guns, but we bring up everything, literally like we're doing right now. We went from trucking to, you know, God.
Yep.
We bring up things and
politics in the middle.
So I feel like it's my duty to actually just put it out there, to be honest with you. I think that everybody should have that same kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, how are others going to hear?
Right.
If we don't, you know,
I thought the other day where a guy said, you know, when you're, I guess, I don't remember it, so I probably shouldn't bring it up, but basically he was saying that just don't shove it in people's faces, but you should do it by your actions and by the way you act and by the way you speak and, you know, stuff like that. They should want to know what makes you different.
Right.
They should want to know what makes, you know, it easier for you to be different, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Why you don't go there, why you don't do these things, why you don't drink with everybody, why you don't, you know, do that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I think that that's how you minister to people versus going out and shoving it to everybody's face.
Right. Right. I agree with that. It is, like I said, how else are they going to hear? You know, and if you don't want to, you don't have to. You don't have to hear it. You know, you can ignore it. You can walk away. You can say, you know, it's not for me, you know. But you don't have any, there's no excuses.
Yeah. I think, you know, guns and stuff like that, maybe people that are into guns and stuff have more, not more, but like are of the same kind of person, I guess, maybe same kind of morals.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Maybe that kind of goes along with it. I don't know. It's just my thinking, but people have been kind of accepting of what we talk about on there and stuff like that. So it's been pretty good. I mean,
good.
our listeners, we're on the Firearms Radio Network, and I think we usually get like 3,000 listens per episode or something like that. So it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Better than what I thought we would get, honestly.
I hear that. Yeah, it's fantastic, dude.
We just started it about 2 years ago or so. I don't even think we've hit 100 episodes yet.
Okay.
It's not bad. It's fun.
Well, how long have you been doing a YouTube channel?
YouTube's a little bit more fun. Like, I used to think that YouTube was more fun, but I really love podcasting, man. I'm a talker, if you couldn't tell.
Right.
I can talk to everybody. So I'd like doing podcasts. YouTube, we started out doing YouTube first, and we've been doing it for the past 5 to 6 years.
Okay.
So, and in that time frame, I mean, we're up to about 60,000 subscribers right now. So
no,
it's not
kidding.
Too bad.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That is really awesome. Wow.
Cool thing is, like the people that people you used to watch, on YouTube, like, you know, we get to hang out with them and, you know, go to range days with them and stuff like that. So it's kind of like you're getting to shoot with the guys that you used to watch on TV for the most part, you know? So that's the coolest thing, is getting to hang out with everybody. Shooting guns is cool, and shooting a bunch of stuff is cool and everything, but the camaraderie and the being around the community and stuff is really the best part, because, I mean, you get to share your love of something with everybody else, and they love it too, so.
Yep, And that makes it that, you know, that is exciting in and of itself. And like you said, I mean, you actually get to spend time with people who you used to watch who, you know, now you're actually, you know, kind of doing stuff with. I just, you know, I think it's fascinating. I really do. You know, that's why I was
Cody to come down and go with the different range days with me. He's always busy.
Yeah. Well, that's Tony.
Every time I call him, he's going to Kentucky or he's going out west or something like that. I'm like, man, just go shoot some guns with me, man.
Yep. Exactly. I know he loves it. You know, whenever he does, when he does get a chance to go with you, when he does, you know, it's like he posts it, he shows it. He's on the phone with me. He's like, I was out with Josh today, or you know, is a text message. You know, it's like it's just awesome. You know, so I know he's really he loves you guys. I mean, he really does. It's fantastic to see it, and I'm glad he's gotten in with you. You know that you guys have kind of like just kind of befriended him and helped him out down there. I appreciate it. As a dad, I appreciate it. You know, I love my kids to death, and I want nothing but the best for him. And when he moved away, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna miss him. And then Jack moved away, and I was like, oh man. You know, my oldest, my youngest, and then Tanya starts talking about it. I'm like, what in the world is, what's going on in Tennessee? Because, but it's just great. I'm happy for
him. What it is.
It must be. So, you know, Chip,
that well water down here is what it is.
Exactly. Chip, did you want to ask Josh anything about guns or anything like that?
I mean, no. Happiness is knowing somebody has a Barrett. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I do have a little bear to my own. Yeah, he's 10 months old.
Oh, that is amazing.
He named it after the gun. Yep.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing is with that, my wife, we were talking about like baby names and stuff before he was born. And, you know, we were coming across all this stuff. And I'll be honest with you, she had some wild names. And I was just like, that's not my favorite. You know,
50 Cal was taken.
So. I was looking up, like, you know, I can't remember, right, like Southern boy names or something like that. I don't know. But I was looking through a bunch of stuff and I saw Barrett and I was like, man, Barrett is pretty cool because the Barrett 22 is the actual Tennessee state gun. You know, Barrett firearms are made here in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Which is about an hour away from here.
Wow.
So I was like, that would be pretty cool. So I was like, what do you think about Barrett? And she was like, I love that name. And I was like, great.
I love it too for a whole different reason.
Yeah. Oh wow. That is so cool.
I love it double now.
So you know, I guess you can, you know, for a nickname, you can call your kid 50 Cal.
You know? I smoothed her over with the saying, you know, when he's little, you can call him Little Bear, you know, that kind of thing. She was like, oh yeah, that's totally not why I was doing that.
Go figure. that is so cool, man. That is just so cool. So you said you were driving for like 11 years so far.
Yeah.
You know, when you started in the industry compared to what it is now, how have you seen the changes that have taken place over the past 11 years, and what do you think about what's going on in the industry? Do you think we're eventually going to go full automated? Do you think that's eventually going to happen? What are your thoughts on the industry as far as changes and what's coming up?
I think that the government is trying to have such a stronghold on everything, mm-hmm. including automobiles, that it is just getting out of control.
Yes.
I mean, how are you going to go? How are you going to expect something that's, you know, 80 to 100,000 pounds or whatever they weigh,
right,
or even oversized loads or anything like that? How do you expect an electric vehicle, first of all, to carry that?
Right.
Second of all, how do you expect there to be nobody in it?
Right.
And it just drive by itself.
Yep.
Well, how do you think that's going to happen? There's no way.
I, dude, I am so with you on that. I mean, I have just my own little roadblocks in my head that tell me this is not happening. This is not something that's going to be a regular thing. This is, you know, this may be something that, for, I don't know, the long haul across the country, you know, you might get the automated trucks, the autonomous vehicles, you know, for like all they do is get on the highway and drive straight. And even then, I don't, there's just too many variables that go into it.
even that, think about it. You got cruise control as what's the thing where it slows down in 4 year or whatever.
Yep. Adaptive cruise. Yeah.
Yep.
So you got that. So I can tell you right now, this is the reason why that stuff is stupid. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's cool that you can do that and depend on it to alert you when you're not paying attention or something like that. If you're going to hit somebody, like, totally understand that or whatever.
Right.
But when I am getting ready, if I'm going and a vehicle is turning off the road 100 yards ahead of me,
mm-hmm.
I know the speed I'm going versus the amount of speed that guy's running off the road. I'm not going to hit that guy if I just keep going the speed I'm going.
Right.
That truck doesn't know that. That sensor doesn't know that. So what does it do? Slams on the brakes or slows down really fast.
Yep. Starts slowing it down. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're bobtailing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Brandon was telling me one day he almost had his truck basically like go so far forward that the wheels came up in the back.
Wow.
Like it slammed on him that hard, and it was just for something like that. Car was getting off the road.
Mm-hmm.
It noticed something in front of it stopped, so it slammed on the brakes,
right.
Basically. And I'm like, that right there will tell you right there that AI and technology and stuff like that doesn't have a heart and it doesn't have a brain.
Yep.
It might have an electrical brain, but it doesn't have an actual brain that can tell what's going to happen. It doesn't tell consequences.
Yep.
It knows what's going to happen, but it doesn't tell consequences.
Right. Right. It can respond to a situation, but can't think past that situation, what's going to happen right. Next. I agree. I agree with you.
And it'll never have that. It will never have that.
Right. Right. And it's just one of those things that, it, you know, you hear so much about it in the industry, and you hear so much about people talking about this. And I'm still stuck in the, when you can design a computer that can no longer be hacked, you know, talk to me then. Because I can't get into my truck every day of the week and for 365 days out of the year not have a problem with my ELD where it's not communicating or it's, you know, it's not letting me log in or it's, you know, or you know, your GPS has lost signal. So, you know, and until you can figure out all that stuff and design a computer that nobody can hack into because that, you know, people have nefarious ideas all the time about, you know, doing what they want to do and they're going to try and do it. I mean, we had people fly airplanes into the World Trade Centers. So, anything is on the table at this point. After that, everything's on the table. So, yeah.
Now, the turning thing
mm-hmm.
is the simplest argument that I can make. But there's so many more reasons why it would not be able to happen.
Right.
Fuel, for one, in my opinion. Sure. There's no way the grid and everything can handle all that. There's no possible way. Even if they were to mandate it, it wouldn't handle it.
Look, they already had bans on it now, you know, out there in California.
Yeah, you can't charge your car during certain times, or they don't want you charging your car at all. So what's the point? What's the point of having one of these things if you can't charge it? Look at that. That didn't make any sense.
It all boils down to what they want to do, which is control every single bit of your life.
I agree with that. Yep. Well, I mean, again, I'm gonna harken back to the World Economic Forum. I mean, look at what Klaus Schwab has said. What the World Economic Forum has said: you will own nothing, and you'll be happy.
Yeah, exactly.
and that's the point. They don't want you to own it, and because when you don't own anything, they control you. They control every aspect of your life.
Yep.
And I just, you know, I know it sounds all conspiratorial. I don't care. I'm at a point like you where it doesn't matter.
I don't see how people see it. They're so far beyond blind if you don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a willful blindness. It's not just that you're blind and you can't see it. It's that you don't want to. You just don't want to.
At that point, you're willingly choosing not to believe it at this point. Let's be honest. If you can't see what's happening, you're okay with just being told what to do and being okay just mm-hmm. being sheep and following whatever the person is doing in front of you.
Right.
Period.
Right. Yeah.
And not having a mind. That's the only way you're okay with it.
Yep. Yep. Boy, well, you got that right. And I just, I don't, you know, those are things I just can't go down those roads. My brain won't let me. It just won't.
No, I'm not built like that.
Nope. And I'm not going to apologize for that. You know, there's just a reality that is like, you know, this is nuts. And, you know, the world that we're living in is crazy. you know, as it is. And, you know, and I like, you know, I'd like to, I wish I had a crystal ball. I could see, you know, 10 years into the future or 12 years when, you know, my retirement age, 67, you know, be able to know, oh, yeah, are we going to make it to 67? You know, at this point, who knows? But I don't see it changing for these reasons. I don't see the industry changing.
Yeah. I figured that, you know, unless I hit one of these jackpots that are, you know, so high up right now, unless I hit one of those or something else, I'll be working forever.
Yes. Yes. That's it. And it's a shame. I mean, you know, look what's happened to your 401k over the past year, over the past 3 years, you know?
Yeah.
We're having a great, we're having, you know.
It's 33 and a third K at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a 401k. It's just a 1K.
Not even that. Mm-hmm.
It's a shame. You know, this is where we are. And, you know, there's a lot of people. And you know, I just like all the things we've talked about before on the show. I mean, just I look at the, you know, what things are costing us nowadays. And it seems to be like, I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people live in the world that they live. I don't, you know, we talked about this when we were talking to a guy named Tim that we work with. And I'm like, how do people afford to do DoorDash? How do people afford to do Instacart and have somebody go grocery shopping for them and deliver their groceries in today's world? And, you know, I don't even get it. I don't. I mean, how can you afford to spend what you're having to spend on your takeout? And then on top of that, you're paying somebody to deliver it to you, you know, another $40 or $50.
All it is. It's what COVID did to us.
Oh my word. How about
it? Look at how much it has actually pushed everything in that direction as far as an immediate response,
mm-hmm.
as far as I need it now kind of thing. Like right. that's what's driven us to that. Now, granted, I think that, it opened up jobs for sure for some of that stuff, but for the most part, it has warped everybody's mind into thinking, you know, I have to have it now, otherwise I'm not going to survive.
Yeah.
And funny thing was, I went to the store on the way home today from church, mm-hmm. stopped and got a couple bags of chips because we were having some food, and a bag of like Ruffles uh-huh. that are no bigger than what they were a year ago or a couple years ago or even 5 years ago. No bigger bag, but mm-hmm. my bag of chips was $6.
Yeah. I almost shit too.
Per bag, yeah.
Per bag. Well, the Grandma Utz chips.
Yeah.
I took it and didn't think nothing of it, and I finished mm-hmm. the bag, and I look, you paid $5.99 for this bag? She says, no, I got it on sale. But I said, they want $5.99 for a bag of chips?
Yep.
I can't even die in peace being happy eating the salt. You know what I mean? They're charging you more for that. They're charging more to kill you.
I remember seeing like bags for like $260, $280. And yes. I was like, man, that's expensive.
Yep.
Now it's $6.
Yeah.
And that's just potato chips.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you think, you know, I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand how this is and yet at the same time, this is the economy that, you know, like you said, it kind of got introduced through COVID. I understand that. But at the same time, it's like inflation started two and a half years ago, whatever it is now. And it's just been run amok. I mean, here we are. It's like, are you kidding me? And we're going to pretend that inflation is, you know, 5%. Who's kidding who? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And you look at, and I understand, you know, like I said, I understand how, but we have, you know, we've added these weird things that in my mind, these, you know, I know it's given people quasi work, but I mean, we have people who have checked out of the working world.
The reality of
it. Yeah. Well, you know, every company is hiring, everybody's looking to hire somebody, everybody's looking to, you know, to hire people, and nobody wants to work.
Yep.
Yep. And yeah, everybody wants to do the, you know, DoorDash or whatever, you know, I don't even know what all the goofy things are. I mean, it's just, and I just look at it like, dude, I'm not paying extra to eat out. I'm just not. I'm not so lazy that I can't go pick it up myself.
Yeah. Think about the grocery stores now. Like I literally walk into a Walmart or whatever and, mm-hmm. literally the entire thing is electronic, you know, self-checkout.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And put, you know, 10 different or 10 or 15 or whatever different self-checkout lines. I got one person working to make sure everything's going smoothly.
Yep.
You know, it's just the way for the companies to figure out how to keep product and keep, and, you know, keep money coming in the exact same, but also cut their losses too. And, you know, save money.
Yep.
Like I said in the beginning, it's all about that money, saving that dollar.
It is.
So it's all become that way. Everything has.
Yep. And you know, I mean, it's one of those things that I look at in the trucking industry, and I wonder, how is this going to eventually impact what we do? How is this, you know, is this eventually, or are we isolated from those types of things in this industry? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know. I think that on its own, and what the face of what we do, I mean, we deliver those products to people. So in a way, they definitely can't go without it. That's for sure.
Right. Because, they're not even into going to pick up their own steak and takeout, much less go to pick up their own groceries somewhere. You know, or whatever, you know, they're not driving to the Amazon place to have it, to go pick up their stuff. They want Amazon to deliver it to them. That's my point, is that, you know, nobody wants to do it their own anymore.
So it's kind of like, is our industry the only industry that's really foolproof?
Well, yeah. I mean, this one in the garbage industry. You know, it'd be a I don't mean that in any derogatory way towards garbage men, because, you know, hey, they're providing a service, and those guys are actually making decent money.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Chip, you're awfully quiet.
No, there's a lot of shit bouncing around in my head. I talked to somebody at work that said something to the effect of that he was thinking about going down to Florida, dressing in drag, and putting something on his shirt saying DeSantis. And then in the same token, he actually told me that he went to visit somebody over in Portugal because when Trump got elected, they moved. I says, oh, so they were the only two people that actually had the balls to get out of the country.
To do what they said they were going to do.
Yeah, I said, you know, other than all these actors saying, you know, if Trump wins, I'm moving. Yeah, right. Well, he says, tell you what, you're on the blue bandwagon so much, why don't you just move there too? I mean, shit was just bouncing around in my head. I mean, I'm like 50 miles away from this conversation here. But, you know, and I just simply go revert back, you know, were you better off 3 years ago than you are today?
I mean, that's always the question.
Yeah.
You know, when we come to this time, you know, in a presidential presidential term, is, are you better off now than you were before?
I mean, you know, Obama was in, you know, Clinton was in. Clinton rode on, I don't care what anybody says, Clinton rode on Reagan's coattails.
Right.
All he had to do was just show up, and everything just went out. You know, the hard work's on the Republican side, and they get no credit for it.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's every 8 years you're like, I don't know if we can unfuck up what they've done.
I guess that's what we're saying.
None of this is happening by coincidence. This is all happening for a reason. It's part of the plan.
Yeah.
Regardless whether you believe it's part of God's plan or not, this is happening for a reason.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, and in my opinion, it's happening because of God's plan, because of what he has to do. Or, well, not what he has to do, but what has to happen is all this stuff actually has to happen for him to come back. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, all this stuff is setting up for that. And that's why, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one way or the other, no matter how you slice it, it's happening for a reason.
If you don't see it, like, I mean.
What are you thinking about, Chip? You got a smile on your face. I see something.
I'm going to say it. I mean, just look at Maui. Beautiful vacation spot. Sure. Yeah. Torched. Torched.
There's so much going on with that, man. I don't even know where to begin. But
I know.
I've heard so many things about, like, arson and from everything from arson and people buying up that land that didn't want to sell it before and all sort of kind of stuff. Everything from that to y'all know about the Sean Ryan Show?
No.
Sean Ryan Show, it's a podcast. It's on where. But anyway. He has a bunch of, recently he's had a bunch of people on there, and some people he's had on there like whistleblower, stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, this one guy was talking about how the government has like these, I guess, direct energy weapons and stuff. And he was like, if you look at, you know, this stuff right here, this is classic what this direct energy weapon stuff does or whatever. Because if you look at the trees, how they're still there, but everything else is burning around it and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I was like, oh, man. So there's a lot to it. And like I said, there's so much there that I don't really know where to begin.
Well, you know, that and the fact a lot of those places were built of wood. What does wood do? Burn.
Yeah.
Not much you can do about that.
But yeah.
It's like I said, Canada has it burn. You're right.
Right.
Canada has its open spaces now. Now Maui does. So
Canada's got a lot of open space now. it's crazy. You know, it's a world. It's a weird world we're living in. And it, you know, there's so many things that don't make sense. That don't make logical sense. And then, you know,
but here's the question that I have. Mm-hmm. Didn't that island have a fire department?
Okay? I imagine they do.
And if they did, okay, work with me. Wouldn't they have thought of maybe throwing a hose in the ocean and hit the pumper on suck? They have all the freaking water in the world they need.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. It's a place literally surrounded by water.
Right.
Right. Surrounded by water.
Throw the hose anywhere.
Any direction.
You're going to hit water.
What do we do?
Unless they were worried about flooding out. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's nuts. It's not.
And I had a laugh. And here we go. I had a laugh. There was an interview. They interviewed somebody. We had no warning. You're on a freaking island. If you see smoke over on your left, don't you think you got to move?
Do they not know what caused this fire?
I don't want to speculate.
They don't want to.
Like I said, people say direct entry weapons. People say all kinds of stuff. People say just wildfires.
Like, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, did this thing just spontaneously start all by itself? Well, you know, was it electric? It was
some sort of combustion.
I mean, was there lightning? I don't think there's
ever been wildfires in that area.
I can't remember any. I mean, that's why it's like,
fires like that, I know in Philly, you know, the Move thing, you know,
down I do Compton, remember them.
You know?
Yeah, I remember Move.
Yeah, I mean, what the hell? I just don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'm just stupid, but I just don't get it.
Nope. I agree.
It's kind of,
home and nobody told us to leave. And then we decided to leave at the last minute. We could only take what we had on our back. Really?
you saw the smoke and went home anyway.
You know, we had that big warehouse fire down there in Easton. Everybody saw the smoke for 50 miles.
Yeah, but nobody knew where it was at. Well, you know, I don't know.
Everybody saw the smoke from 95, too.
Right.
God.
Yep.
Unbelievable. It's just the stupidity that it runs rampant, and my head explodes at some point in time. It does.
Amen,
it just does.
Yeah.
I just don't get the simplicity of people nowadays. I can't figure it out.
We have taught people not to think for themselves.
Absolutely.
We really have.
Just be the follower.
Yes. Basically. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't know who coined the phrase. I don't know who coined the term, but people have been saying it for years. They're sheeple. Most people are sheeple. They just follow whatever everybody else is doing, and we just go along with it. And we're just okay, you know, whatever. You know, if that's what you tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And I don't understand it.
You know, and the biggest thing I can't comprehend, okay, last week it was Jason Aldean. Everybody was all upset about him.
Right.
But there's at least 80 million people that put that damn song right to the top. And then that other guy, Oliver Allen from...
Anthony.
Anthony from Richmond?
Anthony Oliver.
Same thing, Google it. You can't miss it.
Yep.
He passes him in 2 days.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong here. Yep. I just don't get it. I just don't freaking get it with these people. How stupid do you think we are?
Literally this past weekend, Jason Aldean opened his restaurant in Nashville.
Really?
Nice.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So you tell me that's not... Okay, look at all these companies. They know how to make money, okay? Mm-hmm. They know how to make money. They've been doing it for years. And what is going to create money more than right now than controversy, right?
Right.
Yep.
So you free publicity. Tell me you think that it's a possibility that this company is like, you know what? We got this song. This song actually came out 3 months ago when your album did. Mm-hmm. And we think it could be pretty controversial. We could probably get a pretty good boost off of it.
Right.
Just what happens? They do the video that is sort of controversial when it's talking about people or whatever. Although I don't think it's racist.
I don't
think
either.
Basically, it is a song that is. The song itself is very, I think, kind of comical to be in my, right. own opinion.
Okay. Listen, I watched the movie with Al Pacino, Any Given Sunday.
Right.
Okay. Just watched it today on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there was a song montage going in there. It was the N-word this, the N-word. I don't even know how they played that song on TV with that movie right now, but you couldn't do it now. You can't do it nowadays. Right. Everybody gets offended. Yeah. I don't get it. You know, and you got Al Dean with the simple, you know, you can't get to do this in my small town. Well, you know, all of a sudden these libtards are all, but yeah, you know, California, New York, you know, New York City is a fucking prime example. Let's go there. You know, it was all cleaned up when there was a Republican there named Giuliani. He cleaned Times Square. You could eat off the pavement. It took him 7 years, but he did it. And it only took 3 years of a Democrat to fuck it up.
Let it all out there, Chip.
If I do, we're going to be done.
You know what? Go ahead. I interviewed
with Jim Brewer, and he said that, you know, it's okay. They think it's okay for you to have these peaceful protests. It's okay for you to burn down churches. It's okay for you to riot in the streets and, you know, basically destroy people's property and maybe even possibly kill people.
Right.
But don't you write a song about it. That's crossing the line.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, come on, man.
Yes. Yes.
Look, now I'm talking to Biden again. Come on, man.
It is the thing. It is the thing that is just, it's so backwards. Come we are on, so man. Backwards.
There you go.
It's so backwards. It just doesn't, I mean, and everything, no matter what you do nowadays, everything is offensive. Everybody's offended by something. It's like, we don't have a society anymore. We just have, what we have is a bunch of safe spaces. That's all everybody wants. Everybody just wants to hide in their safe space and not have to worry or hear anything that conflicts with what their worldview is. It's like, wow, dude, this is where we are. This is where we've gotten to. That nobody can have a different, if somebody has a different opinion than you on any given subject, they hate you because they don't agree with you.
Right.
Where we've come.
I mean, look at back in the 70s, we had MASH.
Yeah.
You had Klinger dressing as a woman.
As a woman. Okay. I mean, he was the original, you know, transgender dude.
One of them. And if you didn't like it, you changed the channel.
Right.
But anymore, they got so many channels all clogged up with the same shit, you can't find a channel that doesn't have it. You know, then they get all offended about it.
Right.
I mean, you know, look at my stock in Bud Light.
I never had any stock in Bud Light. It tastes terrible.
I'm just joking. I never did either. But, you know, it's like I got to say with these guys that are in women's sports. Yeah. They sucked in the men's division. That's why they went the other way.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for these women.
I agree.
Yeah.
The real women.
Yes.
You know, if there's grass on the infield, time to play ball.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? You got me going. You know, you can tell them one of two ways. One's got a rudder.
Okay.
Ugh.
Real simple.
Yeah.
It is real simple.
I wish I was down there in a confirmation hearing with that Supreme Court person there. Could you tell me what a woman is? What do you mean?
I can't identify what a woman is because I'm not a biologist. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway, you know, Josh, this has been a fun conversation. Was there anything else that you wanted to cover? Anything else you wanted to talk about, Josh? I mean, I really appreciate you coming on. This has been a fun conversation. You know,
and if this is our last podcast, fuck off.
Wow. You know, I've come to a point where I don't have to agree with, and people don't have to agree with us. That you know,
change the channel.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a reality to it anymore.
That's the way our YouTube channel and our podcast has always been, especially our podcast. Now, doing YouTube and where we want to, you know, be a serious channel to where you can actually get some traction, which it's hard to do anymore because they kind of censor you on everything.
Yep.
But being a YouTube channel where we've never censored ourselves, and that's why I said I had a mouth, but we never censor ourselves, and we always said what we wanted to say, and we, you know, left everything in. We've kind of really never really edited anything out.
Sure.
So we've kind of always been us. That is extremely true for the podcast. We've never done anything like that for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been us 100%. YouTube, we've added a little bit every now and then because, you know, you got to make sure stuff, you can't say anything you can't.
Yeah.
That go into the stuff in the first couple of minutes and that kind of thing. Like, but we're still us in the videos.
Sure.
But, you know, it's, I don't know where I was going with that, but basically, it is what it is. You know, you got to be you and you can't really expect anybody else to,
right.
Like, you just can't be deep and you can't expect somebody to, you can't expect to go with everybody else. You got to be yourself.
Yep. And the thing is, you know, I don't want to be one person on the show and one person in my personal life. And then when people, you know, who are listening to the show, you know, you know, all of a sudden they find out that you're, you know, this way and they're like, oh my word, I never knew it was like that. I can't listen to the show anymore or whatever. Yeah. It's like, well, that's your problem. You know, I just want to be who I am. I want to be who God has made me to be. I want to be what I feel is what we need to do. And enjoy the show and just enjoy conversations like this. I don't care if we talk about trucking or not. I don't care where the conversation goes. I'm talking to a truck driver and it's you know, we're discussing your viewpoint. We're discussing your experiences. We're discussing what you know, because this is where you're at. And on everything that we've talked about, I'm with you. You know, it's like, I politically, it's like, I'm agnostic politically anymore because I think the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats, only in a different way. You know, I mean, like you're talking about your governor down there. It's like, yeah, okay, that's fantastic. So you know, that's why you have to just become ambivalent to it and look for the best person and you know hope for the best.
Yep, 100%. There's greedy, money hungry people on both sides.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Why. I hate to tell somebody I'm a Republican. I'm definitely not a Democrat, but I definitely don't. I hate telling people that I'm one or the other. I am a constitutionalist.
There you go.
Because I believe on what our country was founded upon.
Yep.
I believe that the system that they had set out was perfect.
Yeah.
And then we went and screwed it up by letting other people mess with it. I think that as long as you are for the Constitution and uphold the Constitution, because that was morally sound in the ways that we were, you know, should have been raising our country up and went and doing our country.
Yes.
But we've had people in there that just been made a mockery of it. And now we're here where we are now. People trying to take away rights of literally being able to say anything you want. The First Amendment, people are willing to take that away.
Yes.
You know, it's right after it, you know? I mean, it's just like, and everyone I'm in between, they're willing to change them all. So,
right.
You know, what do you do other than keep pushing forward and trying to do what you're doing?
Yep. Do the best you can. You know, you keep your head down, keep moving forward and you're just like, you know, whatever, you know, you do you, but I'm going to do me. So, you know, that's how I look at it. I'm not going to lie to myself to make somebody else feel happier or feel better about themselves. It's not going to happen.
Especially being in the industry of like y'all are doing podcasts, we're doing podcasts and YouTube and all that stuff, like especially being and doing that. Where you are, I mean, we're not a huge channel, but you know, we got 60,000 or whatever, but you have eyes on you that I mean, that's people that I know will, and by that, I mean, like government or whatever you want to call it, ATF, whatever,
right?
People that we deal with guns and stuff. If I'm on this podcast, they're surely going to watch, they're surely going to listen.
Yes,
they have to because you're in that limelight, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just what it is, and you know. You do what you got to do, and I'll do what I got to do. You know?
That's it. And we'll just keep moving forward. You just keep moving forward. That's all you can do. But, you know, Josh, we appreciate you coming on. We really do. And we hope everybody enjoyed the show. And I have enjoyed this conversation. I think Shipper has enjoyed this conversation. Were there any gun questions you wanted to ask Ship?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
come down to Tennessee and you can shoot some with us. Let's put it out there like that.
Amen, brother. That sounds
good. I might take you up on
yes,
that.
Sir.
I might be down before Merkel is.
We'll come down. We'll stay at Tony's house and we'll meet with Josh.
That's it.
There you go.
That's where you can go. That's cool.
I have to wait for duck season to be over and hunting season for my kid, but you know. That'll work.
It's all right. It eventually ends. So
yeah.
Well, anyway, all of that being said, we hope you enjoyed the show. And if you enjoyed the show, Shipper, what can they do if the audience enjoyed the show?
They can share the show. Share it with your Republicans, Democrats, whatever.
Conservatarians, libertarians.
Yeah, that too.
That too. Share it on all the social media, Facebook, yeah. Twitter, you know, we're on all the platforms, you know, and I spend most of my time on the fan page.
Right. Oh, yeah. Facebook. By the way, I want to shout out to people that gave me condolences about my mom. People I didn't even know listened to the show actually came up to me and said, you know, they were sorry to hear about my mom passing. And they said, yeah, they listened to the show. I'm like, well, I didn't even know they did. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Shout out to them. Thank you. It's appreciated.
Yep.
Amen. Appreciate it.
There you go. Well, with all that being said,
keep the hammer down in the hammer lane.
Amen.
You'll never guess the places that I've been. You'll never guess the places that I've been. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. I'm never gonna let the day begin. Cause everything is like a dream, yeah, but only in that dream that I live in. Oh, don't wake me up before you go, and I'll just make this bed my home. Oh, darling, please just let me sleep. Give me my dreams.
Golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Moto Casino,
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.